بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. We find ourselves here at the precipice, at the evening before Eid al-Fitr. And to properly observe the occasion of Eid al-Fitr, we thought that it would be beneficial to have a very short discussion, inshallah, on the prophetic traditions related to Eid al-Fitr, the Sunan of Eid, if you will. And so, inshallah, I'll try to keep this short and concise and to the point. But nonetheless, we've spent a whole month observing the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, devotion and dedication to Allah, following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So I felt that it was only appropriate for us to be able to also have a brief discussion about how we can engage in the coming day in accordance with the prophetic tradition, inshallah bidnillah. So, like I said, I'll try to keep this concise and to the point. The very first thing, kind of starting very naturally with the, you know, the events of the day as they'll unfold. The first thing is that obviously, and this is not really one of the prophetic traditions, this is an obligation, this is a fard, this is a farida, but I still feel obligated to mention it, and that is, of course, we have to start the day of Eid with Salatul Fajr. Let's not forget about Salat al-Fajr on the day of Eid. We've had a very beautiful month, a very productive month, a good month. Let's not forget Salat al-Fajr on the day of Eid. The next thing is that on the day of Eid specifically, there's a hadith of Bukhari in which it is noted about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam would eat something before Salat al-Eid. On the day of Eid, so tomorrow morning, before you go for the Eid prayer, you want to make sure that you eat something. There's a hadith in Bukhari by Anas ibn Malik radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in which he says that كان رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يغدو يوم الفطر حتى يأكل تمرات ويأكلهن وترا. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, sorry about that, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he would not go for the Eid prayer on Eid morning until he had at least eaten a few dates. So it's not necessary that we glutton ourselves and that we stuff ourselves and so on and so forth. But at the same time, it is important that we, in keeping with the prophetic tradition, that we eat something and we consume something before we go for the Eid prayer on Eid al-Fitr. Okay, the next thing that is mentioned about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, or from the prophetic traditions, the practices, is that al-ightisal. It's not specifically narrated about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, but it is narrated about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Muwatta of Imam Malik, it mentions kana yaghtasilu yawm al-fitri qabla an yaghduwa ila al-musalla, that Abdullah ibn Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu would take a bath, would cleanse himself before going for the Eid prayer. So for that reason, again, that is something that is recommended. Another thing is at-tajammul, right? That to put on good garments and good clothing. It is narrated in multiple narrations, so much so that Alama Sindi, rahmallahu ta'ala, in his Hashiya ala على النسائي, he mentions علم أن التجمل يوم العيد كان عادة متقررة بينهم ولم ينكرها النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, that there's a narration that establishes the fact that the Sahaba would dress their best when they would go for their Eid prayer, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam did not prohibit that, did not stop that. So therefore, dressing to whatever the best of one's capacity or capability, while of course still maintaining modesty, is also a prophetic practice and a prophetically approved practice and tradition for the day of Eid. Another thing that's very interesting from the Sunnah of the Prophet ﷺ, which is also mentioned in a hadith of Bukhari, and that is when the Prophet ﷺ would go for the Eid prayer, كان يخرج إلى العيدين من طريق ويرجع من طريق أخرى. That the Prophet ﷺ, when he would go for the Eid prayer, the Prophet ﷺ would go from one route, but then when he would be coming home from the Eid prayer, he would come home from a different route. And folks always ask, you know, why that is. What exactly is the purpose behind that? Or what is the wisdom in doing so? So first and foremost, it's a prophetic practice. It's a prophetic tradition. So we should do it and we should maintain it regardless. However, there are scholars who have discussed the wisdom within that. For instance, Hafid ibn Hajar, rahimahullahu ta'ala, the great hadith scholar, he talks about that one of the reasons for that is لِإِظْهَارِ شَعَائِرِ الْإِسْلَامِ فِيهِمَا وَلِإِظْهَارِ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ, to basically demonstrate, to propagate, to show the beauty of Islam and the beauty of the Muslims and the remembrance of God by taking two different routes, one going and one coming back. So that is also a sunnah, a prophetic practice and a tradition. That is the idea of kind of spreading, you know, the beauty of Islam and the beauty of Eid, the Eid vibes, if you will. Similarly, when going for the Eid prayer, it is also mentioned that we should say the takbirat, that we should say the takbirat, we should be praising and glorifying Allah while going to the Eid prayer, okay? And this is mentioned in numerous narrations about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he would, the Quran mentions, وَلِتُكَبِّرُ اللَّهَ عَلَى مَا هَدَاكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَشْكُرُونَ, and so the glorification of Allah, saying the takbirat, is a very well-established practice and tradition of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, so much so that many of the scholars also refer to it as a sunnah mu'akkada, that it is an emphasized sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to say the takbirat, to say Allahu Akbar on the way to the prayer. There's a hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that says, "Kana Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam yakhruju yawm al-fitri fayukabbiru hatta ya'ti al-musalla wa hatta yaqdi as-salata fa idha qada as-salata qata'a at-takbira." The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would say the takbirat while going for the Eid prayer out loud, and he would continue to do so until they started the Eid prayer. Once they started their Eid prayer, then he concluded with the takbirat. What are the takbirat? What do we exactly say? Well, there are numerous narrations. It's narrated from Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu anhu that he would say, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. In another narration, he would say it thrice in the beginning, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Wallahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Walillahi alhamd. So this is mentioned in the Musannaf of Ibn Abi Shayba by Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that he would say it this way. Another part of the tradition and the sunnah of the Eid is that when you arrive there at the place of Eid, it is preferred to not offer any prayers before or after it, but that occasion is only and solely for the Eid. And on that point, I should also clarify that fasting is prohibited on the day of Eid. We are not allowed to be fasting on that particular day. Now, there will be the Salat of Eid, the prayer of Eid, and there are a few different methods of doing so, all related back to the prophetic tradition, the Sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Pray behind your imam, however he is leading the Eid prayer. After that, there will be a khutbah, there will be an address to the community, that it is sunnah to sit and listen to the khutbah, meaning it is something taught to us by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The companions would listen to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam deliver the sermon. So that is what we will do. After the Eid prayer is over, it's narrated and mentioned very beautifully about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when the Eid prayer was over, he would go and he would meet the people. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam would go and he would meet the people. So there's a very fascinating, beautiful narration about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, after the Eid prayer was concluded, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he kind of walked into the middle of the crowd, right? Ra'aytu Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam idhan sarafa min al-'idaini ata wasta al-musalla. He went into the middle of the crowd. فَقَامَ فَنَظَرَ إِلَى النَّاسِ. He stood there and he looked at the people. كَيْفَ يَنْصَرِفُونَ وَكَيْفَ سِمَتُهُمْ. He looked at them. How are they doing? What's going on with them? ثُمَّ يَقِفُ سَعَةً. And he stayed there in the crowd for some amount of time. ثُمَّ يَنْصَرِفُ. And then he departed from there. So it is from the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to meet people afterwards. Now I understand we're in a pandemic situation, so whatever is safe, whatever is appropriate. But the idea there is that Eid is an occasion for the community to meet with one another. And it is relayed about the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam that they would actually congratulate and greet one another, make dua for one another by saying taqabbalallahu minna wa minkum, that may Allah accept from us and may Allah accept from you. And they would make dua in this way for one another, with one another. So these are some of the Sunan, some of the prophetic practices and the prophetic traditions for the day of Eid. Remember always that Eid is a celebration of the completion of the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should never celebrate that by engaging in the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That just doesn't make any sense. So always be mindful of that. Remember to observe your prayers and your salawat, right? Your Fajr, Dhuhr, Asr, Maghrib, Isha on the day of Eid. Let's start the first day after Ramadan on the right foot. Make sure that it is a day of enjoyment and happiness and pleasure and celebration for yourself and particularly for your families and especially for your children. Many of our children growing up here, especially in the majority non-Muslim countries, oftentimes struggle with the issue of holidays and special occasions and things of that sort. So Eid, and Eid al-Fitr particularly, right now, because that's the occasion, Eidain, the two Eids, Eid al-Fitr and Eid al-Adha, are an occasion, are an opportunity. They are an opportunity for us to be able to give our children, provide for our kids that understanding of what the holidays of Muslims are, and to be able to enjoy and celebrate the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in line with the sunnah, the teachings of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So be kind, be generous, reach out to people, message people, see people, talk to people, you know, and make sure that it's just a beautiful, joyous day and occasion. At the same time, obviously, you know, what's on the minds of a lot of people is a lot of the suffering that's going on all around the world, particularly of our Muslim brothers and sisters. There's particularly the desecration of Masjid Aqsa and all the tragedy that's unfolding there in Palestine. And what I advise, and I've been talking to a lot of our, you know, Qalam students and graduates who are imams and khatibs in their various communities, and I've been having this discussion with them, that it is possible for us to have two thoughts in our head at the same time. It is possible for us to have two thoughts in our head at the same time. And this, in fact, indeed is teaching us balance. Oftentimes we become so spoiled and so extreme in our approach and reaction to things that when things are good, we celebrate and we act as if we have entered paradise, that there will be no difficulty ever again. We just completely let loose. Oh, it's a celebration. That's it. No, we're not in Jannah yet, right? And when something bad happens, then we act as if that's it. Everything is doomed and everything is over, as if we've been destined to the hellfire. No. But that is the nature of the life of this world. There will be good, there will be bad. وَتِلْكَ الْأَيَّامُ نُدَاوِلُهَا بَيْنَ النَّاسِ. And we need to be able to celebrate and appreciate the blessings of Allah, while at the same time have our brothers and sisters in our minds and in our hearts, and continue to keep them in our du'as after our prayers. Wallahu ta'ala alam bis-sawab. So with that, inshallah, I'll go ahead and conclude. I want to keep it short and to the point. Eid Mubarak to all of y'all from everyone here at Qalam. Jazakumullahu khairan. Barakallahu feekum. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.